From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, see the country of Iran through the lens of an insider who's also an outsider. And the University of Texas Arlington's fabled wheelchair basketball program has a new star, and she's a woman. We'll start with the second day of school. All this fall, producer Diana Douglas will help KERA bring the voices of North Texas students to the radio and the web through our new project, the KERA Yearbook. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, we're exploring the forces in teenagers' lives that affect how they perform in high school and whether they finish. To launch this project, Diana starts at two North Texas high schools.
Richard Perez gets his students in front of microphones and video cameras, teaching them the basics of audio-video production.
We're trying to give them as many skills as they can get early on, before they go to college. So you get options when you graduate now.
Perez teaches at Polytechnic High School in Fort Worth, helping his mostly Black and Latino students run a radio station, make short movies, and deliver the morning news.
Good morning, Polly. I am Carly Romero with my host, Isaiah Macias. This is your Polly News. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance.
Among Perez's assignments, his students create public service announcements, or PSAs, educating their peers about hot topics.
You can't get on the bus with pants sagging like that.
Sagging isn't a good habit to start, and it shouldn't be allowed. For more tips on how to dress, go to
He's air on the school's online radio station, KPLY. The kids cover texting while driving, staying in school, online bullying, and...
Why is Johnny not playing?
He's in the hospital.
Why?
He had a heart attack while he was in his room getting high for the first time.
In the 8 years he's taught, Perez has learned that his students' creations can be revealing.
Some of the girls that were doing things about being pressured or something by a boyfriend, they ended up getting pregnant.
Asia, if he loves you, he would wait until you're ready. But did you ever think about all the sickness that's out there?
And, I think I'm looking closer at some of their scripts now to see, what are they writing about and is this something they're really going through?
The hours of content they produce in these classes are also a new way to communicate for his teenage students, notoriously reticent to talk.
I guess I like AV classes because, like, as a child, I always wanted to be an actor, and being an actor isn't really the easiest job to get into.
Jared Hopkins is a senior at Dubisky Career High School in Grand Prairie. Dubisky is brand new, what's known as a school of choice. It feels like a different world from Polytechnic. Every student has a laptop, and the students keep to a professional dress code. But they do the same things in AV classes.
It's really cool because, like, how many other high school students can say, I actually made a movie?
His teacher, Dee McCowan, says each of the projects in her class teach the students a new way of speaking.
Most people want to get something out there. They have something to say. And, teenagers are no different. Putting out a video or a GIF reaches not only their peers, but... maybe explain something to an audience that they don't think understands them.
Last year, when she was teaching at Red Oak High School, a group of her students created an animated story about a boy who grows up without his father.
He left when I was in the second grade. What did I do?
I went to elementary school.
It was weird. One day he was there, the next day, gone.
When they entered it into a state film festival, McCowan learned from one mother why her son had put so much emotion into his video.
She said, when I first heard this, she said it gave me goosebumps because this story is very much like his story.
I did not cry. I thought he was coming back.
This was something that gave them something to talk about that maybe they didn't want to talk about.
This fall, we'll be hearing more from Dee McCowan's and Richard Perez's students and other teenagers throughout North Texas with the KERA Yearbook. While they learn the skills for media production careers, we'll be listening in to see what they choose to tell us about their lives. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
The KERA Yearbook Tumblr launched today. On it, you can find the full video from the students in Dee McCowan's class. It's called Life Goes On. Now to a sports dynasty at UT Arlington. It's the wheelchair basketball team known as the Movin' Mavs. They've won 7 national championships, but never with a women's team. Gus Contreras checks in with one player who's determined to change that.
Freshman Rose Hollerman didn't grow up playing college hoops. I grew up with three older brothers, so I kind of grew up raised to be competitive. And all my brothers played hockey. I actually started skating when I was 2 years old and started playing hockey when I was four.
That all ended a year later when she suffered a spinal cord injury in a car crash. Little Rose Hollerman was determined to have a sports career. And has she ever. 2 years ago, at age 15, she earned a spot on the Team USA basketball squad at the London Paralympics. She's the youngest player in history. Still, she hasn't quite gone over just missing a medal.
It was a bittersweet competition. Finishing fourth was disappointing, but it was also one of the best experiences of my life. It was a huge venue. Playing in front of 16,000 people is something you never would experience, and with and against some of the best players in the world. It was unreal.
It's opportunities like these that fuel the UTA wheelchair basketball program, says Coach Doug Gardner.
And we have athletes from around the world who come here because what we do is we help the athletes train to reach their individual goals in sport and also get their degree. Just like there's thousands of programs for able-bodied young people to use sport as a vehicle to get their college degree, we really want to work on that at the college level for students with disabilities.
And it's gone far beyond basketball. At UTA, the list of what's known as adaptive sports ranges from swimming to tennis, to sled hockey. There's even 4-on-4 football. That's irresistible to a sports junkie like Rose Hollerman.
I've played pretty much every sport that's ever been created for wheelchair users, and just wheelchair basketball was what I fell in love with.
And then there's the thrill of contact.
I always say wheelchair basketball is like if you tried to play able-bodied basketball and go-karts and like bumper cars and stuff like that. I would say that's what wheelchair basketball is.
UTA's year-old women's team will have its first full roster this season. Rose Hollerman and the Lady Movin' Mavs have some serious hoop dreams. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.
A year ago this month, Iran got a new president. With the election of Hassan Rouhani came hopes for reform. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked to a journalist born in Iran and brought up in America. Here's Think producer Stephen Becker.
Humam Majd is the son of an Iranian diplomat, and that gives him the perspective of an insider and an outsider. He says President Rouhani has brought about change at the same pace as most new leaders, slowly.
Human rights groups argue that, well, there hasn't been any change in human rights or in freedoms because there are people in prison for political opinion and there's execution still going on. And that's, you know, certainly true. But I think the society is more open. And people I talked to, you sensed a certain optimism and people felt freer, even if they necessarily weren't freer, but they felt freer.
Majd says an uptick in the country's economy has also given people hope.
And I think optimism is really probably the only thing you can really put your finger on, the optimism that things can get better if Rouhani is allowed to continue his program. And that affects people's moods and it affects society and in some ways it's quite visible if you're in Iran.
Any real reform must be okayed by the country's supreme leader, Ali Khamenei. Majd calls him malleable and not like absolute dictators Kim Jong-un or Fidel Castro.
We have seen the supreme leader change his mind or move in one direction over the other in the past, and I think that's where many of Rouhani's supporters are hopeful because Rouhani has a very good relationship with the supreme leader and has been his friend and comrade over the past 35 years. And if anybody can persuade him, it's Hassan Rouhani.
Majd writes more about his perceptions of Iran in his book, The Ministry of Guidance Invites You to Not Stay, An American Family in Iran. Stephen Becker, KERA News.
Think re-airs tonight at 9 or find the podcast at kera.org/think. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.